It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Hey, what's going on? Yes. What I want to do in this session is I want to answer some questions. And so since I started running a podcast, people have been reaching out to me, asking me a lot of questions around growing your business, around marketing, around paid advertisements, around scaling a business, etc. If you know my background, I know some of you know me as the podcast host that interviews people and stuff, but one of my core competencies is around marketing and growing and scaling businesses. It's around paid advertisements. So I get a lot of questions in my DMs from students that are enrolled in my Power You Launch Marketing Accelerator. So I want to give opportunity and time to answer some of these questions as well. And this week, you know, I have questions from a plethora of students. And so I may read their name and read their question and then go ahead and answer that question. So what I want to talk about specifically is, you know, what's working in terms of marketing, right? Marketing. So I have a question from Rebecca Adams. Hey, Rebecca, how's it going? And she asked me, you know, how do I determine my acquisition cost or customer lifetime value for a service that's done? And this is a really great question. You know, we're talking about acquisition cost or customer lifetime value, which are two different things. Let's start with customer lifetime value. When you're thinking about the lifetime value of your customer, it means over the span of a year, let's look at 12 months first, how many times is that customer purchasing from you, right? So let's say you run an e-commerce-based business, you sell skincare products. You know if you sell a skincare product, whether it's a face moisturizer or body butter, that product runs out. And because you know that product runs out, you know they're going to have to order again. If they like the product, obviously, they're going to have to order again. So let's say this product costs $30. And you know, okay, they're going to have to spend another $30 the following month and another $30 the following month, right? And over the span of 12 months, that's about $360 that they're spending, right? 30 times 12 months. So the customer lifetime value of that specific customer over 12 months is $360. You identify that once someone buys my product, that they're typically likely to buy it again and again and again and order it every 30 days or so. Now, that's just an example. It could be bi-monthly that they're ordering your product, right? In that case, you know, half of a 360 and, you know, I hate doing mental math, but we half of 360, we have $180, right? Maybe that's the customer lifetime value. So when you're thinking about customer lifetime value, you want to think about, how do I increase the lifetime value of my product or service that I'm providing? If you're selling products, a lot of times you already know that, okay, if I give good customer experience, if they get the result that my product is intended to do, then I have a higher chance, and I increase my chance of getting that person to come back and buy from me if I make it easy and simple for them to do so. Now, if you run a service-based business now, customer lifetime value, and you're providing a service that's done only once, then you have to think about, you know, what else am I doing in order to increase the lifetime value of that customer? So you may provide a service, and I'm going to use an example. I used to run an ad agency years ago, and I would charge someone, you know, $5,000 setup fee, right, to set up their dashboard, to set up their ads, put together some ads for them. And then after that, I'd set up a monthly retainer, which was, let's say, $4,000 a month. So if they wanted additional service after that setup fee, they'd have to continue paying me $4,000 a month. So what I did was I added additional layer to my business that allowed me to increase the lifetime value of that customer. Because not only do I get the 5K now, but I get this 4K additional each month that you are wanting to use my service. And so this is how I decided to increase my CLV, also known as customer lifetime value. Now for you, it may look different when you're a service-based business. You have to figure out what works for your business. So you have to ask yourselves the questions, what can I, you know, do in order to create, you know, a longer lifetime value of my customer? So that's customer lifetime value, right? For a product-based, we talked about business. For a service-based business that's done once, you have to ask yourself, you know, the questions around, how can I extend this? If not, if you're just providing a one-time service, then that amount that you're charging for that one-time service is the customer lifetime value. If I just charge $5K and nothing else, then the customer lifetime value of my customer will be 5K because it's a one-time transaction. But when I add those additional layers of 4K each month, then it increases, right? It's additional 5K plus the $4,000 times however many months that they decide to use that additional service. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? You following? And so Rebecca's other question was around acquisition costs. How do I determine my acquisition cost? So in terms of marketing, the best way to determine your acquisition cost is you have to give it time. If you're just launching a business for the first time and you acquire a customer, that's not enough data to then say, oh, that's my acquisition cost. Here's an example. If my product costs $20 and I am marketing it and it costs me $10 to market it before I make my first sale, you may realize and see that, okay, well, every $10 that I spend, I'm selling my $20 product and I'm taking $10 in profit home. Again, in the beginning, it's too early to tell because you've only made one sale. I'd like to give it 6 months to 12 months to really get a good idea of, okay, the seasonality, because seasons may change your acquisition cost. I like to give it, you know, time to just really determine what that number is. What's the summary of that number? What's the average of that number over a good amount of time? And so acquisition cost is really determined over time, right? Right. What is it going to take in order to acquire a customer? Now, that $10 profit that you're taking home from that 20, maybe you didn't account for the cost of goods to create the product, the supply chain, et cetera. So that 10 may even be $3 a profit, right, after all expenses. And so you have to count that in. What's my cost per acquisition in acquiring a customer? And what's the CLV and customer lifetime value as well? So great question. And I hope you all that are thinking about, you know, your businesses, you frame it in a way and you say, you know what? What is my acquisition cost of my business currently? What is the customer lifetime value? And it's important that you know these things as you begin to grow your business. As you begin to grow your business, these numbers, when I say acquisition cost, you should already know it in your head. When I say CLV or customer lifetime value, you should already know, right? okay, this is exactly what it is. You have to know these numbers, because as you hone on in these numbers, this is how you scale. This is how you determine, okay, this is my, you know, these are the numbers I'm going to input in order to get an output, right? This is how you begin to scale your business. Great question. I love these questions. Again, feel free to go to poweryourlaunch.com/pod and make sure you subscribe. Make sure enroll and check out our free training around marketing and paid advertisement and how to grow your business and 10x your sales, etc. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at Abu Fofana. That's A-B-U-F-O-F-A-N-A-H. And also on Twitter, it's at the, which is T-H-E, Abu Fofana. Right. So again, I'll link everything in the description below, but make sure that, you know, you are knowing these things. And if you follow me, I'm always trying to educate based on what I'm learning in my business. I spend, you know, a few $100,000 a month on marketing, and advertising and scaling my business. So I'm giving you things that are relevant. You know, I'm not reading out of a textbook or giving you history. I'm giving you things that I am doing month to month that's relevant. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I'm looking forward to answering more of your questions, and also dropping new episodes, you know, every week. Tune in, share the episodes to people you feel like it will be beneficial for. Tag us on social media. Make sure you check out poweryourlaunch.com and also learn.poweryourlaunch.com and enroll in the PYL Marketing Accelerator. Y'all have a great one. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.